Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hi, everybody. You've got Kathy Love here from NACA Consulting. This topic that I'm going to talk about today comes up a lot, and I completely understand why it comes up, because business owners are so busy. I wonder if you can guess what the topic is. It might be a little bit of a surprise one for you. I want to talk about why you need to discover and use the reports that are sitting and waiting for you in your practice management software. The problem, as I hear it, is that this function of your practice management software is super underutilized. And I guess that's where the comment about the busy comes in. But I also wonder if people, business owners, are actually unsure or even unaware about the amazing range of reports that they can actually get from their practice management software. And so what happens is that the software is used as only, and I'm doing a big only because it's an important only a place to store client-related data. So it might be used for invoicing, billing and receipting. It might hold phone calls and emails. It might hold uploaded, scanned documents of plans and reports and test outcomes and all of those wonderful clinical session notes and so on and so forth. But there's going to be a whole lot of other stuff in there as well, particularly if you use the calendar function, particularly if you use it for billing, and particularly if you have just a couple of other kind of waiting list functions and so on and so forth built in. So I can understand how it gets missed, but I really want to alert you to the fact that there is a treasure chest of gold waiting for you to click through and explore and best of all use. You've heard me say it before, business is a numbers game. It's all about the data, if you like. I like to talk about having a business dashboard so that you know where your numbers are and what your numbers are and what you want your numbers to be. So let's kind of pull this topic apart a little bit, finding and using reports from your practice management software. For me, this is a really kind of hidden, glowing opportunity because there's really cool data in there, and your data is actually your future business drivers. And it really helps you understand and learn about and learn to love the numbers that sit behind your business. So yes, there is a huge collection of numbers sitting in MYOB and Xero. They're your hardcore reality financial numbers, but there's other numbers and there's other data sitting in your practice management software that tells you more about your team and your team's performance, your customers, your customer service, and some of the more maybe operational stuff as well. So it can really make a difference to your manager's mindset if you're getting in and having a good look and a really good click around through your customer data numbers, if you like. One of the big things that it helps you do is it helps you compare current experience to past experience. So current status to past status in there as well. And that's all going to help you learn to understand and learn to implement what future numbers, future reports are going to be like as well. There's going to be, in every single practice management software, there's going to be some reports you can get on what your beautiful team are delivering, how many sessions your clinical team is delivering, how many cancellations each of your clinicians is having, how many cancellations you might be having across a day, a week, a month. And these are really interesting numbers. Like, you think you've got a bit of a handle on it and you're relying on memory and you're relying on a couple of documents you saw a little while back, but your practice management software reporting will actually be your zero moment of truth, will actually confirm or deny that hunch you might be having that one clinician may not be retaining clients, that there may be more cancellations against another clinician, so on and so forth. You've got the picture. This brings you the numbers about your hunch. It will also help you pick up errors. It will help you learn to notice when something might not quite be right. And this was really powerful learning for me when I had my practice, because I could check at any one point where things were at, where things weren't at. And when you do it often enough, weekly, monthly, at least monthly, you get to see when things aren't quite right, when something may not have been calculated, when a report may not quite make sense. So a great example of one of the favorite reports that I used to pull from my practice management software was what was called a billings report. And it was a report, it was often 3 or 4 pages of everything that we sold. And remember, I had a retail part to the business. I had a toy store, and I could get a report on what items from the toy store had sold. I could get a report on how many assessments we'd done, how many 45-minute sessions on-site and off-site, how many 60-minute sessions on-site and off-site, how many reviews we did, how many screenings we did, how many workshops we delivered, so on and so forth. So particularly with the retail aspect, I could see what was selling and what wasn't. So we had a bit of a hot or not meeting, and we made decisions based on our sales reports, which is kind of what that billings report is, on what to quit, what to market a little bit more assertively, and what to hold on the floor as much loved items. I could also get reports on what each of my clinicians had been billing for as well. How many assessments, how many 60s, 45s, how many screeners, so on and so forth. And that was really interesting, because that helped me map against the invoice that they sent me, just as a way of double checking that the numbers were kind of adding up. And invariably there were differences, and that's about that error notification that you get and what you need to do to tighten all of that up. So for me, the process of getting reports from the practice management software was very much a habit. It very, very soon became a habit, and that there was time in my schedule for that. And there were also some delegation procedures in place as well, that by a certain date of the month, the expectation across the business was that all of the information was in the practice management software and was clean and tidy, and that my practice manager was able to pull the reports. And I always like to print them, I know, old school, but it just made such a difference to be able to see them all out and to see a lot of information really, really quickly. Pop them in my pigeonhole and I would be having a look at them from there. So this became habit and was very much an action that we were all super, super mindful of. And we had time markers in place right across the month to make sure that we were on target, on board, getting all our data in. We had some processes to make sure that our data was correct. Humans, who knew? We make mistakes. But the more we did it, the tighter our systems got, so that there was less error corrections, there was less fixing up towards the end of the month and that first week of the next month as well. Getting these reports also really helped me know what I needed to be managing a little bit more assertively, and we were able to adjust cancellation policies. We were able to adjust all sorts of things. We knew what people liked. We knew what people didn't like. We knew what we needed to change so that it was more palatable and acceptable and even interesting for our customers as well, because we could see that, you know, the XYZ widget just wasn't being loved and of interest at all. So it really helped me make future business decisions based on what the market was voting for with their time and resources as well. Many a time we also, and it became kind of process, was that we could pull the reports out or pull the data out and push it towards a spreadsheet or a CSV file as well. So we were able to have comparison months in place with just a couple of clicks. I could sort of see what one month's profile was compared to another, so on and so forth. Really made budgeting an absolute dream. Oh, their words I never thought I'd say in a sentence, really, really informed our budget development decisions and how to use it. So that went really, really well with my bookkeeping and accounting team as well. So for me, that the data in the practice management software, the reports that I could get out of it was my truth source. And this went side by side in comparison with Myob, which we were using at the time. I now use Xero. And I was really able to run checks and balances across both platforms to be able to inform management decisions, leadership decisions, adjustments we needed to policies and procedures, marketing, so on and so forth. So it was very much an end of week habit for me and absolutely an end of month habit that was not negotiable. Nowadays, there's all sorts of other opportunities that are available on the back of using the reports from your practice management software. There might be some automation and some workflow automation that you can put into place. There are now applications that are connected to quite a few of the practice management software systems that really dial up the practitioner's experience, but also really amplify the customer's experience and the customer service side of things as well. I am reluctant to mention any brands, but those of you who are heavily engaged in your practice management software will know about those workflow automation apps and the absolute value to your clinic for them. So there you go. See if you can find a couple of minutes to start clicking around. All of the practice management software systems have got a dashboard, have got reports, have got all of that good stuff there. And print some things out. You can nearly always set a time frame. You can always select from several reports. Really, really worth optimizing on the investment you make with having that practice management system there as the backbone of your business. Print a few out, discuss them with your admin crew, discuss them with your clinicians, and really poke your eyes long and hard at all of those wonderful reports, because you are just so empowered with those reports to make even better business and leadership decisions. So I'm going to leave all of that with you. Put the kettle on, cup of tea, get in front of your laptop and have a good look at those reports. And please, all of the practice management software systems have got amazing customer support. So if there's a particular question that you want an answer to, go to them. Could be that along with several others that this is something they're hearing about and they'll build it in if in fact they haven't already. So please explore, please use the reports that are available in your practice management software system. Alrighty, I'm leaving that one with you. Enjoy. Thank you for joining me on the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. Are your policies and procedures in order for your business, or could you do with a little bit of help? I invite you to download my Private Practice Policy and Procedure Framework, an evolving kit of resources to help you get your policy and procedure house in order. You can access the framework free of charge by visiting privatepracticemadeperfect.com.au. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air podcast network.